Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Road Taken, a memoir by Patrick Leahy. Read by Robert Petkoff, with an introduction and epilogue read by the author.
To Marcel, because we took the road together. Introduction. In 1974, with my parents and my wife Marcel's parents, our children Kevin, Alicia, and Mark, and my sister Mary, I stood in room 11 of the Vermont State House and announced my candidacy for the U.S. Senate. I was a 33-year-old, four-term Chittenden County State's Attorney, launching a campaign knowing that Vermont had never sent a Democrat to the U.S. Senate. I was running against a war in Southeast Asia that remained popular in Vermont, certainly with many editorial boards that shaped consensus. But more than any single issue, what propelled me was a belief that I understood the values of Vermont. Dublin-born parliamentarian Edmund Burke's speech to the electors of Bristol was my North Star. I quoted him when he said, "Your representative owes you not his industry only, but his judgment." Burke also said, "A representative ought not to sacrifice to you his conscience." I won, much to the shock of the political establishment in Vermont, which didn't see a 33-year-old, a Catholic, or a Democrat on a fast track to the Senate. I was all three, and now I was a senator. Within just a few months of taking office, and as the newest and most junior member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, we were asked to vote to reauthorize and continue the war in Vietnam. The authorization was defeated by one vote. I was proud to be that vote. My hope was Vermonters would respect my judgment and my conscience, even if they disagreed with my vote to end the war. I trusted that judgment and hard work were exactly what Vermonters expect from their representatives. The chairman of that committee was a Mississippian named John C. Stennis. He ruled the Armed Services Committee with an iron fist, and he was an ardent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?